Many of us fuel the fires of fear, doubt, and disbelief by talking about people we know who haven't received their healings, their financial breakthroughs, restoration in marriages, or answer to their prayers for families. We choose to see what isn't and choose to speak on what can't and won't be. As a result, not only do our negative words break down our faith in God, but they also create a breeding ground for discontented lives and discouraged hearts, ultimately making us miserable human beings. And there is nothing worse than being around miserable people. They can suck the happy out of sunshine. To believe or not to believe, to trust or not to trust, our words reflect one choice or the other. When we come into agreement with the wrong side, we end up looking at life in the wrong way. And that wrong way leads us to a life that pulls us away from the heart, ways, and word of God, ultimately limiting the promises He's already spoken over us. What we must recognize as we fight for our hearts is that it's in the process of the wait that we find the building blocks to our faith. The key to the fulfillment of those promises lies within one word: trust. The gym was a great distraction from my worries. It gave me something to do while I was waiting for God to do something. No one there knew me as the girl on the 700 Club, at least not everybody. Most of them knew me as the girl with the bright pink lipstick who sweated like a pig and grunted while working out. Seeing the same faces every day gave me a sense of connection. One day, as I was finishing up my workout, I ran into an older woman who I hadn't seen in weeks. I enjoyed chatting with her because she was always so upbeat and always had a smile on her face. She was kind of quiet, but her presence was large. "How have you been?" I asked, stopping to chat on my way out. "God healed me of cancer," she proclaimed, the words flying out of her mouth as if waving a flag for the world to see. "What?" I said, shocked by her bluntness, yet thrilled by the news. "God healed me of cancer," she repeated, now drawing the attention of a small group of women who were gathering around her. "God is so good," she began as she proceeded to recount the story of her healing. The more she talked, the more her words caused my heart to soar with a rekindled hope for my own life. "He walked beside me the entire time. He never left me once. In every decision, He was there. At every doctor's appointment, He was there. I knew God was going to heal me because He said He would. And He did," she said as she unabashedly raised her arms in the air and shouted, "Hallelujah!" There was a fire in this woman's eyes and a power behind her words that inspired me, encouraged me, and slapped me out of my own haze of unbelief. She had seen the miraculous power of God firsthand and wanted to tell the world about God's faithfulness. She wasn't just happy, she was elated. "Every day I get up and praise God for what He's done for me, and I tell Him every chance I get, 'Lord, never let me forget Your goodness in my life,'" she said. Then, as if she knew my own quiet struggle, she turned to me and said, "Trust Him. Regardless of what you see or what you feel, trust Him. Whatever He's promised you, He will fulfill, because God is faithful and He loves you, Christy. He's not a God who lies. God doesn't just tell us that He's trustworthy. He shows us that He's trustworthy. So look around you and see Him. And when you get down, tell yourself who God is. Then you remember what He's done and be encouraged by what He will do." Her words pierced my soul so deeply that I couldn't stop thinking about them the entire drive home. "Who God is? Who is God?" I mulled, feeling an incredible urge to pick up my Bible and read the passage that answered the questions burning within my soul. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Although I had known this passage since childhood, God did something really cool that afternoon as He brought new meaning to His word through the Holy Spirit. Here's what He illuminated for me. 1. I am the way. You see, God's word will lead us and guide us in the way we should go. God's promises are not hidden from us.